He explained that the infinite duration of time was a basic element of all scientific thought, and to deny this would mean to betray the very foundations of science. I was quite surprised by this idea, and I ventured the objection that it was scientific to form hypotheses according to the hints given by experience, and that the idea of an age of the universe was such a hypothesis. He retorted that we could not form a scientific hypothesis which contradicted the very foundations of science. Weizsäcker concluded that Nernst's reaction revealed a deeply irrational conviction that the world had taken the place of God, and it was blasphemy to deny it God's attributes. So Nernst wrongly and dogmatically considered the Big Bang unscientific on the basis of his own personal beliefs. Like natural law, verifiability, falsifiability, and methodological naturalism, psychological criteria cannot adequately describe the scientific enterprise. As Loudon wrote after the Arkansas decision, "There is no demarcation line between science and non-science, or between science and pseudoscience, which would win assent from a majority of philosophers. Nor is there one which should win acceptance from philosophers or anyone else." The Science of Intelligent Design. Criteria for demarcating science from non-science fail to resolve the controversy between Darwinism and intelligent design, not only because the criteria themselves are flawed, but also because intelligent design fulfills many of them at least as well as Darwinism does. Consider testability. Despite problems with specific criteria such as verifiability and falsifiability, everyone agrees that scientific hypotheses should somehow be tested against evidence from the natural world. According to design theorists, we can determine from empirical evidence whether some features of the natural world are better explained by an intelligent cause than by unguided natural processes. This is not natural theology, since it does not purport to prove the existence and attributes of God. It does not claim that all features of the natural world are designed, though it does not rule out that possibility either. It does not begin with or claim to defend the Bible or any religious doctrine. It is merely a statement that we can infer intelligent design from its effects. According to ID theorists, those effects in living things include irreducible complexity, Behe, and complex specified biological information, Meyer. The hypothesis of irreducible complexity can be tested. If a single system composed of several well-matched interacting parts continues to function when any one of the parts is removed, then that system is not irreducibly complex. Evolutionary biologists Jerry A. Coyne, Russell F. Doolittle, and Kenneth R. Miller all claim to have provided evidence that disproves Behe's hypothesis in specific cases. If irreducible complexity were unscientific because it is untestable,